Hello, everyone. I'm Alexandra Tachala, and this is ESSO in 2024.
Alexandra, what's your number one SEO tip for 2024?
Yeah, for sure. I think being a brand is the biggest ranking factor. If Google recognizes your website as a brand, obviously it deserves visibility in Google search. One of the strongest ranking signals of your brand's authority to Google is the number of authoritative sites referring to you, which means building the right links is one of your biggest responsibilities nowadays. To put it simple, the more influential sites that link back to your brand, the more valuable Google perceives it to be. So basically, the more sites referring to you that are authoritative and for sure relevant to your niche, the more chances you have to rank better in Google search. I think this trend has become incredibly evident, right, and visible to us as marketers with recent Google updates and with the growth of AI, right, generated content. Because it's quite hard for Google to differentiate what is, I would say, right, the page that is created by a real human, right, and what is the page that is created by AI. And if we have, right, the real brand and the real people right behind the content, which means that this website is getting, right, a stable flow of links from the right websites that are, you know, meaningful ones, then you obviously, you have more chances to rank better and you represent a real brand.
Okay, so stable flow of links. So it doesn't have to be, or it can't necessarily be, just building links over a few months and then stopping and then thinking, I've got my authoritative links, I've got my relevant links, that will do me now.
Yeah, for sure. Just because the real brand, it will continue getting links. Well, we can say recommendations, because links, we can consider links as recommendations on a regular basis, right? Because whenever someone is recommending you and you continue running your business, right, then it's quite obvious to assume that you will continue getting those, you know, meaningful recommendations.
So does that mean that links like that just happen organically then and you don't have to build them yourself?
Yes. In the ideal scenario, or if you've reached a certain level of visibility. So some companies, right, like HubSpot, for instance, just a random example, they are kind of, they fixed, right, their organic link flow just thanks to the level of their brand awareness and overall visibility. Even though sometimes even brands like HubSpot, they need, right, to facilitate their link building activities because they want to rank for particular pages that don't really get a stable flow of links, just because users don't see much value in those pages, right? Just because normally we as marketers and SEO specialists, we want to get links to very specific pages. Not so exciting ones, but the one that will actually generate leads, right, for our business.
Okay, so ideally we want to get to a stage then where you're a known brand in your sector, you produce great content and people naturally link to you on a regular basis because they respect your brand and they like your content that you produce. But realistically, it'll probably take several years to get to that stage if you're not at that stage yet. So you've got to seed, I guess, your authority with search engines by building some links in the meantime. You talk about the importance of building the right links. So what are a few examples of the right types of links that you should be building at the moment?
To put it very simple, that's the link that you'd love to receive organic, but you don't really get them. So that are the right links. The rest of other links, they are kind of a substitution of something. So if you, for instance, right, you open your backlink profile, right? You look through the links and you think, oh, I would love to get more links like that. That will be, you know, a great win. That is exactly what kind of links you need to build.
And is it possible to mimic what happens organically, though, and do it yourself?
Absolutely. It depends, right, on your resources, whether you have time, right, to build relationships with other people in your industry and with other companies, right? So kind of, you know, for instance, joining the podcast. If, right, you know, let's imagine my main goal of joining this podcast was getting a lean, then most probably it should happen eventually, right? But, you know, that is not really the right way of getting things done, because if you become too transactional, then, you know, people don't like this. They don't really want to be a part of your transactional chain of relationship. So you have to actually build stronger bonds and consider links as a part, right, of this marketing activity, rather than just kind of, you know, reaching out people for links.
Absolutely. So build value first of all. So for instance, if you go and be a guest on someone's podcast, or you're invited to be a guest on someone's podcast is just an example, of course, then be a brilliant guest, offer brilliant value, see the episode published, and then once it's published, say to them, look, you wouldn't mind at all linking to this site. Yeah.
Promote this episode. Don't forget, promote this episode, right? You know, the same investment, equal investment. So, you know, you're kind of, you know, whenever you're going to ask for a favor, right, for a link, no one will feel that you're kind of trying to take advantage, right? That is very, very important.
They're more likely to feel that if you ask the question before providing the value initially.
Exactly. So link building is quite tricky if you're just playing a number game or trying to fulfill your needs, right? Rather than thinking over about the rest of the parties that are involved in this game. Yeah, for sure. The ones, you know, a lot of people still get links and want to get links actually on websites that don't have any brand behind them. So for instance, you know, all possible media outlets, right? So whenever you open the website, the main page is kind of a combination, right, of different just kind of blog posts, right? It might be designed in different ways, but if it's not really a real media outlet, what I mean is like, you know, they really have a social media channel. They do something to monetize, right? Besides selling links, because that is obvious, right? That's how those set. But, and besides having, you know, all those very aggressive banners, right? If they do something on top of that, right? In order to monetize their content, for instance, they run some newsletters, you know, like HackerNoon will be a good example, even though they are not really an excellent brand, I mean, in terms of their overall authority, but they do different marketing activities besides just publishing content, right? And trying to monetize this content through either paid links or through banners, right? So that's actually how Google look at things, I would say.
So you say that sites that have a strong domain authority can easily reach excellent results in Google SERPs without building any links back to their individual pages. Does this apply to every type of industry?
Yes, I think so. For sure, there are certain type of industries where Google is very cautious, I would say, in terms of what kind of pages to show. For instance, your life, your money, right? And then there might be some scenarios when your websites, due to various reasons, right? It's just more because of the type of content, the quality, whatever it is, right? Might not get visibility. But even with, you know, we have a client and we kind of, this is not a well-known brand. No one is kind of linking back to them. On top of that, they don't really do, you know, any marketing activities besides investing in their content and link building. So they don't really run their social media channel or something like that, right? Which actually increasing your likelihood of getting links, right? So they kind of strictly invest in SEO channel, which is based on content production. And then the next level is link building, right? And even though they don't really get any links organically, and we've been working with them for more than 3 years, the backlinks that we've already acquired back to their site they built a very strong foundation that allows their individual pages to rank well, and those pages, they don't really have any links at all.
Okay, so they just rely on internal links. So in other words, strategically, what you can do is you can have certain focus pages on your sites that you attempt to build links to based upon the content and what people would want to link to. And as long as if you have internal links from those pages linking to perhaps longer tail keyword phrases that you're not attempting to build external links to, you've still got an opportunity to rank those long tail keyword target pages as a result of the internal links, nothing to do with external links.
Yeah, I would say it's just the power of their domain authority, I would say, not necessarily through internal links, right? So sometimes you just get a link back to your homepage and, you know, you are not really linking back from your homepage to your blog post, right? You first, you know, you have a section, right? You know what I mean, right? But the link, you know, the overall link value that you have back even to your homepage is going to pass enough link juice back to, you know, the page that you have under your blog.
So is an AI-driven SERP likely to change the way that you would want to build links in the future? And will building links be as important in the future with the result of, with AI incorporated within the SERP?
It's quite hard to say, but I've been thinking about that in the following way, right? Right, one more time. If a link equals to a recommendation, then why should it become less important? And how? And then, right, let's imagine, okay, no links, right? You know, nothing really matters when it comes to links. How can Google understand that this entity, this website, has enough kind of authority to appear at the top results, right, by this or that particular page? I mean, there should be something that should replace this then, right? But there is no replacement at the moment, and I don't see any replacement, right? That is my problem.
Yeah, but from an authority perspective, absolutely, and from a trust perspective, but from a relevance of the answer, you could be getting a wonderful piece of content from a low authoritative website, a low authority domain.
But, you know, the problem there that if you show, right, this lovely piece of content and Google wants to show only trustworthy information, right, and only a big brand can actually produce the content that users can trust. So that is more about, you know, kind of showing what is not going to harm the users, which is not necessarily the case, right? Sometimes even big brands produce, you know, horrible content. But, you know, it's more about some logic, I would say, right?
Yeah.
So we will kind of give the priority to those that kind of have, I would say, the legal department, right? So that type of things and resources that minimize the risks on the user side.
If an SEO is struggling for time, what should they stop doing right now so they can spend more time focusing on links in 2024?
Well, I wouldn't recommend stop, for instance, producing content, because that will be a horrible idea, because without producing content, links are, you know, quite useless. So I would say the following, just think over how to combine some activities. So for instance, right, you still need to, and you have to produce content, right? But I'm not talking about some useless content, right? The ones that no one wants to read. I'm talking about really good content that will help you grow your brand authority, right? And that has the biggest chances, right, to get a link. So then you can kind of improve the chances of getting a link by reaching out to experts, for instance, right? So create this content piece with combining the forces of your brand with some experts in your niche. And by this, right, you can also try, you know, for sure, like, you know, asking in a straightforward way will be too much, but maybe after kind of, you know, having some time and kind of, you know, promoting the content of those influencers, you can also ask for a favor. So, I mean, like, think strategically what you can do together with the activities that are way more important than link building, right? So that will be my advice.
Alexandra Tachlova is founder at Digital Olympus, and you can find her over at digitalolympus.net. Alexandra, thanks so much for being part of SEO in 2024.
Thank you, David. It was a pleasure being here. Thank you for asking me to join.
I've been your host, David Bain. Get your copy of SEO in 2024, the book, over at seoin2024.com.